more stuff I've read online. This is just the internet.
All right, that's cool.
Like, I'm bracing myself for the next one. Like, I have two. One. All right, let me just get into it. All right. Online, it said you have a high intolerance for a certain word.
Oh, I think I'm okay with that word now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It, like, I also read right. online. Can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Okay.
No. I'm cool with it.
Okay. It said you have a high intolerance for the word panties.
Yeah, I couldn't stand it. I hated that word.
Oh, boy.
Hated it.
How?
I used to be, I like gave our old, like, bass, player our old bass player bloody nose and like our yeah. old drummer like a black eye because they
She'd
said it in front
too.
Of me. It just would, oh, God, it just gives, it's like purse. Purse and panties. Like, I don't know what it is about
still?
Those. Yes, I don't know
wow.
what it is about those words that just make me go, nah, 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 nah. I don't know. I don't know what
like,
it is.
Like
I don't
yeah,
I say undies. I say undies.
Undies.
Or, like, I never carry a purse. I only carry a wallet. I can't do the purse.
What do you do? Just point those.
No, I say undies.
Okay.
Undies. Undies are a cute word for that.
Undies.
Yeah, thong, but, you know, bikinis.
So you would just totally describe it without saying
oh,
that
yeah.
word.
Oh, yeah, I didn't need to.
Okay, because, like, when I read that, I'm like, oh, I'm totally acting that. Even if she punched me, it's totally worth the punch. They're like, what's her beef with panties?
Yeah, some people felt the wrath of Laura for saying that word
okay.
a few years ago.
Okay.
Not anymore, though. I got
did.
Over it.
You
did?
Did you do
to you? Oh, I gave you a wedgie for that one.
Well, you did lots of stuff.
You gave her a
wedgie. I did say it many times, and I somehow maybe... Which, wanted you to beat me up.
Oh, well.
But, it's always been a controversial word up until about a year ago.
Yeah.
She just finally dropped the attitude of,
I mean, I still flinch when I hear it. I'm kind of like, oh.
Panties. Panties.
She's doing it now, but those who can't see it, it's kind of like as she closed her eyes, it's just kind of like, okay, I'm going to be cool. Like, she had a talk in the mirror. Like, I'm going to be cool.
That was pretty much what I had to do in the end. Yeah.
Now, here's something else I read online, and I think this is the most awesome thing I've ever seen a band do. It's one of the most rock and roll things I've heard of a band do. You kind of...
I know what this
is. I think you know where you're going with this is.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys were snubbed from the Metro Times blowout last year.
And the year before that.
And the year before. And you got so fed up that you guys rented a U-Haul and played across the street from the blowout.
From Smalls, yeah.
Technically drowned them out from said U-Haul. I have to say, that took balls. That was one of the most metal things I've heard in a while. What happened? Where did the snap go off and like, you know what, fuck it. We're just going to do it. What happened? I'm curious. Take me back there.
Well, we actually did that once before with the Brothers Cortez. And we had such a great turnout that we said, hey, let's just do it with this band.
Yeah.
This new lineup.
Plus, we were pissed
again.
That we didn't get picked.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
I mean,
know,
it was
like a party, you know?
It's
like
it was supposed to be about new bands, and like we didn't feel like they were doing that. You know, we felt like the same bands were picked. You know,
mm-hmm.
And this was 2 years, of course. Ago. Like, I think that the blowout this past year was phenomenal. I thought it was
a beautiful
thing. I thought it was great that they spread it over 2 weekends in 2 different places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought both sides were great. I thought it was, I just thought it was awesome all around, you know.
Yeah.
But back, I mean, 2 years ago it was different, so we got pissed and we just...
I think people have a good reaction when you take things into your own hands.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, what?
Oh, you guys got nothing but praise from that.
Yeah, it was
like, to those I've read online and I've seen it, like, you guys got much respect from that. From me, I'm like, like getting the question ready, I'm like, no, they didn't. Like, I had that vibe, like, I hope they did it, because that would be so cool if they did.
Well, if you want it, you know, if you want it, you're going to do whatever you have to do. And that's like, that's a great... I was like, when George told me they did that the first time, I was just like, oh my God, that's genius. We have to do that again, you know, somehow. We actually thought about doing it that one time. We thought when they did the Stooges reunion show.
Okay.
Like, when was that? A year or two ago?
Yeah.
A year or two ago? We thought about renting U-Haul again and like parking like on Liberty.
Yeah.
And just jamming out again.
Yeah,
we ended up not... We couldn't do it for some reason or something.
Well, the whole thing is like, you don't really... When you do that kind of thing, it's a guerrilla thing. And you don't necessarily plan for like, oh, hey, let's get a city ordinance. Let's go to the city.
No, you just do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just do it. Like, and if you have 15 minutes to do it and then split. You know, and that's all you need, really. It's like a punch in the face.
We got lucky, actually. Like, a few cops rolled by when we did it. Yeah, no, nothing. No problem. We did it at this donut shop, and those guys, they're like, okay, we'll give you 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, all
right.
If it's
done
like,
right, legit, if it's done right, like you know what you're doing, they'll let you do it and, like, watch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that was the other thing is, like, they said 30 minutes, but, like, they saw all the people outside of their parking lot, and they're like, we should be open right now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, you come here anytime you want. They were like, I don't know where they were from. They were not.
Come again. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
They were so like happy. They're like, summertime, there are lots of people here. You know, like you come again. Anytime.
Shops and
that's
transfers.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think they saw it as a business, a potential business, you know.